Hello, I'm Jennifer Neville with this week's Middle East report. Coming up, the discovery of a ship connected to the founding of the modern state of Israel is an important factor in the upcoming national elections. And Christian leaders took part in Global Prayer Summit in Hernut, Germany. The finding of a ship connected to an event at the founding of the modern state of Israel is now a factor in the current campaign of national elections. With more, here is news correspondent Kent Allen.
As an item in historical and political news, this week, a government ministry run by one of Prime Minister Netanyahu's right-wing coalition partners has announced the finding of the ship named the Alta Lena. The ship is connected to an historical episode which is well known in Israel, but today is little known outside of Israel. The Alta Lena was a World War II cargo ship, which after the war was obtained by a Jewish underground militia to bring weapons into Israel in June of 1948 during Israel's War of Independence. During the war, several different militias were being brought under the control of the army of the newly created central government of Israel. There was a dispute as to where the weapons being brought in would be distributed. The newly created Prime Minister of Israel, David Ben-Gurion, ordered his forces to fire on the ship when the ship was disobeying his orders. Several fighters were killed, some from the government forces, and others from the non-official private militia. The ship was set afire just feet from the shore at the beach of the city of Tel Aviv. There, the abandoned ship sat for a year before it was partially dismantled and then towed about 10 miles out to sea and then purposely sunk into the waters of the Mediterranean Sea. The head of the private right-wing militia was Menachem Begin, who ordered his men to stand down and to stop fighting in order to prevent a civil war. Begin later went on to become prime minister in the 1970s. The episode of the Alta Lena still brings up raw emotions between the left and right wing in Israeli society. And now the whole episode is factoring into the current campaign of the national elections in Israel, scheduled to be held in 2 months' time. This is Kent Allen reporting from Jerusalem.
In other news, in my regular updates with David Silver, founder of Out of Zion Ministries, he began by talking about the recent Global Prayer Summit in Hernut, Germany, the home of the Moravian Revival, which he and his wife Josie attended together with several hundred Christians.
They have an annual prayer summit every year, and they've been holding it in Hernut, which if the listeners know or don't know, was the location of the Moravian revival several hundred years ago. And, usually Josie's always watched it on live stream, and she said there was a lot of non-Israeli speakers, but this year there were 17 of us from Israel, so the whole summit was Israeli speakers. And of course, with what's going on in the Middle East, you know, we really do need as much prayer as possible. So it was very, very powerful. And Josie gave a message on Aliyah. I gave a short message on this problem with the Church of England and the Kairos 2 documents. But all of the speakers gave really good messages. About 150 people, which was the maximum that would fit in the place. So it was very, very successful.
What do you think the spiritual influence is, particularly on Germany and the Christians there, having the Moravians there for over 100 years praying actually every day? Over those years?
Generally, what we find in Germany, of course, is they still have kind of like a sense of guilt over the Holocaust. So, you know, particularly Christians and a lot of just non-Christians also, you know, have a sensitivity towards Jewish people. We actually have to, you know, tell the German Christians to stop repenting because, you know, they've been repenting for, 70 or 80 years now, if you only really need to repent once. But they're definitely far more sensitive to Israel and the Jewish people.
So what would you say were the main highlights for you going to that summit at this particular time?
The main highlights for me were just an opportunity for, you know, me to stand up and speak, because I haven't done that for 2 or 3 years because of the war and not traveling. And also one of the nights, something really strange, well, not strange, but unusual happened. Actually, it happened exactly at the time of that solar eclipse, which I think was Wednesday last week. One man started, you know, dancing quite vigorously up the front during the worship, and then another one or two joined him. In the end, all of the men were up the front dancing, which has never ever happened before. And then there was a time of, you know, men repenting towards women and women repenting towards men. That was really quite powerful. I'm sure it has something to do with the eclipse, because I looked it up on AI, what is a solar eclipse represent in the spiritual realm, and it said reset and transformation. So, that was really quite special. And, you know, of course, the church needs some major transformation and resetting.
It definitely does, yes.
Well, just, you know, the men being set free to dance, because men don't normally do that.
And David, looking now at the war in the Middle East, and, of course, the 60-day ceasefare between the US and Iran has ended. So what can we expect now in the Middle East, particularly with Iran and with the elections due in the US and Israel in the next couple of months?
Well, I'm still expectant that sooner or later, you know, President Trump is going to have enough of Iran messing around, and, you know, the war will restart. Israel is still dealing with Hamas in the Gaza Strip and with Hezbollah up north, and you know, various factors are still trying to constrain us. And of course, we have elections also in October 27, and the Prime Minister is trying to balance, like Trump, I guess, the Prime Minister Netanyahu is trying to balance the various factors and their various opinions of what we should and what we shouldn't do. So, literally, anything could happen at any time. I see Trump is again now warning that he will attack Oman if they try to keep the Straits of Hormuz closed. And so Israel really has extended its security border all the way to Hormuz now, not just our own borders, because that whole area is, you know, anything is likely to happen at any time. And I guess the major worry at the moment is that Pakistan, Turkey, and there was two or three others, and possibly Egypt, have formed this, you know, coalition. And they all, you know, they all hate Israel. So our problems aren't going to go away, even if Iran and the regime is defeated and changed.
Yeah. So do you see this blowing up into an escalating into a major war? I mean, we have a war, but could it get worse?
Yes, I do. Well, you know, I wouldn't say we have a war right now, because nothing very much as we're having a few skirmishes, but it's not a full-scale war. But the interesting thing is kind of the UK and Russia. I saw in the news here that Russia's not happy that the UK provided drones to Ukraine. So this thing could end up, you know, more than a Middle East Arab-Israeli thing. It could really end up as, you know, a world war, which, you know, is fairly biblical. So we really are living in those times.
Yes. And does Mr. Netanyahu have the support of the Israeli people, or is this waning now as the elections draw closer?
Yeah, no, it's definitely waning. They actually had the Likud, which is his party. They had their primaries yesterday, and only 54% of the Likud members came out to vote. The polls are up and down over who really is leading between him and Eisenkot, and there's Naftali Bennett in the picture as well. Thankfully, at the moment, it's been quiet, there's been no violence, it's been relatively civil. And maybe that's something everybody could pray, is that the whole election campaign up till, you know, October 27 will remain civil and without any rioting or violence on the streets.
And David, for any of our listeners who'd like to know more about your ministry and your prayer alerts and, of course, your website and all that you're doing, what can they do?
They can either log on to the website, which is www.outofzion.org, all small case, or they can email me at david@outofzion.org, and they can ask me to add them to the list.
That was David Silver, who we'll be hearing from next time. This ends this edition of the Middle East Report. Please join me again next time for the latest news from Israel and the Middle East. For more details, go to onlinemiddleeastreport.com.